You are into SER Breakfast with Mitch. We all like a good deal when we're out shopping, but what is the real cost of our bargain? Since the horrific factory collapse in Bangladesh in 2013, we as consumers have been demanding more transparency in the conditions under which our clothes are made. However, that hasn't stopped big brands targeting Kmart, whose back-to-school sales came under fire over the weekend for prices that were just too good to be true. It seems a sad truth that slashed prices and slashed wages go hand in hand, but can we have our affordable clothes that are also ethically and sustainably produced? One initiative, Ethical Clothing Australia, is tackling the problem by encouraging and regulating companies to move their production back to Australia. We're joined by Sigrid McCarthy from ECA to find out more. Good morning, Sigrid. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. So just what is ethical clothing?
Well, essentially for us at Ethical Clothing Australia, it is clothing that's been made by people working in safe conditions who are receiving fair wages and their legal entitlements. Okay. The issue of ethical clothing can seem extremely complex. However, it is more black and white here in Australia, where the legal framework exists to protect local garment workers. The ECA accreditation program reflects local legislation, so the award, and protects the rights of some of Australia's most vulnerable workers via a third-party compliance audit. This includes monitoring home workers who can be a hidden workforce found at the bottom of supply chains. I think we're fortunate that people can look to this kind of robust accreditation program and know that it isn't just a rubber stamp with buzzwords such as ethical thrown in for good measure.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about the process of how a company becomes accredited. How sort of detailed is it?
Yeah, well, I guess the first step is to contact ECA, and one of our accreditation advisors can talk you through the process and help you navigate your obligations here in Australia. Brands do need to reapply every year, so annual audits are taken place, and these are conducted by the local Textile Clothing and Footwear Union of Australia, to ensure that conditions are still legally compliant each year. And brands are also responsible for alerting us of any changes in local suppliers and so forth.
Now, probably the biggest complaint about ethical clothing is the high price. What are the ways ECA tries to address this?
Yeah, it's an interesting question and one that we are posed often. There is this misconception that ethical clothing, as a general rule, is quite expensive. Our brands, there's currently approximately 80 accredited at the moment, these cater to a wide range of budgets. And yes, there are labels in the higher price point, but we also accredit companies whose prices are much lower. And one thing I think to keep in mind is that often price is not an indicator of ethics. When you consider high markups, etc. You know, the good thing about ECA accreditation is it highlights which price tags are a reflection of workers actually being treated fairly and where money is actually trickling down to the right people. Let's be honest, though, I mean, you get what you pay for. We do encourage consumers to look to quality and consider how long something will last, you know, so they're not having to replace it often, which you often have to do with poorly made clothing.
And what are the benefits for us and business operators in locally made clothes, keeping stuff made in Australia?
Well, in terms of us as consumers, buying locally in ECA accredited clothing means consumers, you know, we're not only supporting local industry and jobs, but we're protecting the lives of vulnerable workers. You know, it gives consumers peace of mind. We know that the conditions overseas can be very complex and that traceability is a huge issue. So buying locally means you're not unknowingly supporting unethical practices overseas. And it's also just a nice notion for consumers to know the story behind a garment. There are positive stories to share here in Australia. I think people are surprised that manufacturing actually takes place in the local TCF industry. But there are companies doing the right thing by their workers. And I think consumers like hearing that. In terms of producers and the actual textile clothing and footwear brands, it obviously provides work for local manufacturers and allows them to build long-standing relationships with brands and provide fair working conditions. It also helps brands oversee production process, test smaller runs, manage risks in their supply chains by being closer to those involved. And ultimately, it helps them appeal to the growing ethical consumer market.
All right, Sigrid, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, Mitch.
You're welcome. That's Sigrid McCarthy from ECA talking to us about manufacturing ethical clothing here in Australia. That's right. As Sigrid says, people are sometimes surprised that stuff is made here in Australia. It is. And if you value, I guess, what Sigrid's talking about in terms of the whole process and the ensuring of ethical standards, then maybe next time you are looking to buy something, maybe look at it's bought and made in Australia.